Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, happy Wednesday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula. We got Figgy Fig in tow as always, along with you on the text line 713-572-4610. Where I didn't come to work to get this level of abuse. Yes, I'm wearing a cowboy hat today. Wearing my cowboy boots too, along with my with some Nigerian garb as well. You know, I just felt like being myself and wearing all portions of it outwardly today. And for that, I got a did Halloween come early? Why does Reggie look like a different version of Woody from Toy Story? Well, I don't. You didn't have to do that.
That's just mean.
You didn't have to do that.
That's just mean.
I mean, like, I appreciate
you noticing.
What
time is the show tonight, by the way?
What show are you in? Are you talking about? I'm going to play basketball if that's a show that you mean.
That's a show. He's putting on a show.
I don't know if I'm actually going to be putting on a show there. All right. But someone who did put on a level of a show, Alperen Şengün, all last year, in fact, an all-star, your only all-star for the Rockets. But, I mean, he's developing, and I think he's gaining the respect of the league. I'm interested to see, because we talked about with the addition of Kevin Durant, some of the guys that can affect, or rather gain benefit from this, that he can affect. We haven't really talked a lot about what Alperen Şengün is going to be, but I thought that this was interesting because Draymond Green, who obviously the Rockets faced off against, and you know, he was a prominent figure in the first round series between the Rockets and the Warriors this past playoffs, their first foray of this new group of Rockets into the playoff and postseason basketball. And so Draymond Green jumped on the Pivot, and he was Pivot podcast with, you know, Ryan Clark and what's my guy's name? I always forget.
Crowder?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so they were talking about that series and obviously more things. And one of the things that came up was Alperen Şengün. Really, it started with the, you know, why is he out here punking folks?
Why are you doing that to young man?
Especially the Europeans. Like, yeah. It seems very evident. Rudy Gobert in the headlock and, you know, getting after various other dudes. And then Alperen Şengün came up because of that playoffs and, you know, that series. Mm-hmm. And this is what Draymond Green said about the ways in which he was physical, for lack of a better term, with Alperen Şengün.
Şengün, boy, you were giving. Why you kept pushing the man, grabbing his arm, elbowing him in the ribs? But I did notice when Big Steve Adams came out there, you kind of calmed down a little bit.
You know what? With Şengün, number one, this is your first time in the playoffs. I got to test that.
Yeah.
He's 23 years old. He only getting better in this league. I got to test that. I need to try to have something mentally on you as I age into this career and you getting better in yours.
Yeah.
I got to test that. I gained so much respect for that young fella in that series because I told Fred this last night. In the beginning, he was folding. He was folding in the beginning. And he caught up and he stood up. And once you stand up, we gonna go at it, but I ain't like, all right, I like that. Like, yeah, all right, cool.
Gained respect.
And I gained respect for him.
Yeah, and Rockets fans should be thanking Draymond Green.
That's your takeaway?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and explain yourself. I need explanations.
I mean, it is slightly tongue-in-cheek, but there was a certain amount of growth that we saw. We saw the growth with Şengün, even from the regular season, which, as you mentioned, he's an all-star. But he was a different, more... Now, I know some people, and I don't know exactly, it seems like you were kind of going up and down on Şengün in terms of like what his real... Sean was definitely down on him in terms of his impact on that series. But you and I were largely like, no, man, he's playing. He's doing things well. He's getting better, and it's the postseason. And so you don't have to thank Draymond Green because there's a lot to not thank him for. But I think you can appreciate what he said there. I think you can appreciate what he did to help Şengün sort of maybe even fast forward a little bit his progress at this level anyway.
Yeah, I do think, in addition to that, as much as Draymond Green is a head case, as you'll continue to hear in some more of the audio that he had. I do think that his impact and his like basketball IQ and acumen carries level of weight. And I do think that even if, you know, other basketball players did not have respect for Alper Şengün, they will have some of that conferred because Draymond Green said it.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. Like, I'm intrigued if to – I mean, I don't think, again, that's going to stop anybody from competing hard against Alperen, but I think that that's going to convey a level of when you come up against him, that's somebody that you have to circle on the game plan. And I think that matters, right, for Alperen as he's coming to his own and coming into his own in this league. I'm intrigued to see what that does for him, right, because he's going to have to be, you know, staying on his own too. And I'm not to say that he has not, but – that he's going to be important as we continue to go through this, especially when you're trying to find an identity for this offense. We've talked about that a lot. KD obviously is going to come in and give you an opportunity to get difficult buckets, but he still feels like, especially now that Jalen Green isn't there, is he not the focal point of whatever you're trying to do offensively, building out a robust offense?
No, absolutely he is. And you mentioned, you know, some of the things and the league sort of respecting it. Hell, I think Şengün benefits the most. I think he understands. You know, there's always levels of a player getting into the NFL level, and I've spoken with several. I'm sure you have as well. Like when you first get into the league, whether you're the number one pick or the number 50 pick, there's a little bit of reticence in terms of just, you know, am I going to what level am I going to play? You know, how good am I going to be? And then, you know, once you prove it in training camp and the season and all that, you start gain more confidence. Once you prove it against Draymond Green, then I think it even elevates your confidence even more. I think this helps Şengün more than the league, you know, respecting him.
Especially because
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because, you know, playoff basketball is more physical. I think that, I don't know if this was like completely going to steal him to the idea of like the physicality of what it takes, but I think it is, if nothing, an introduction. And I feel like that's maybe overstating it, but at least it's another level of the physicality. And if he gets better at that, and if you listen to what Kelly Eco said on, what was it, the Rockets Collective, I believe that's the name of the podcast, apologies to Will and Berto and those guys that are doing that. But Kelly Eco of The Athletic said that Alperen Şengün is also trying to work on a three ball. And I'm like, if you expand what we've seen from Alperen Şengün with physicality in the post and that continuing to progress, as Draymond Green talking about the respect that he found there, and more shooting on the outside, Alperen could really have, this could be a huge step up season for him this year, outside of what we're talking about, like with the entirety of the team having more of a bucket getter.
Yeah, and as expected, you know, that we're getting various comments on each side. One says those comments are disingenuous from Draymond. Bleep him. He knows he was as close or over the line as one could be. The next comment says Draymond Green showed him what it really takes to be a winner or dominant. And I tend to lean more on the second one. That Draymond Green is a punk. I mean, we know that. He can be a
punk.
You
ain't going to say it to his face, though.
No, Absolutely not.
I probably would not. I probably would not, if we're being honest. But we know he's known as a punk, right? But he's also really smart, and he's also really savvy. And I believe what he said there.
No, I don't think he's disingenuous. I think he's sincere. I think he just has a very warped view of the way to play the game. And to be honest, athletes in general oftentimes have relatively warped views of things. You kind of have to. It's one of the things I always talk about with defensive backs. We make fun of the defensive back for doing the no-fly zone when a ball is dropped, even if they had nothing to do with it. But you got to understand, this is one of the most unfair positions in all of sports, where everything is gearing against you and you are actively running backwards, and some of the fastest people in the world are running forward. Like, you kind of got to be wired a little different. Is that any justification for Draymond Green? Absolutely not. But I think that that's kind of the way it operates. And now we take that with, I mean, who Alperen Şengün's running mate to some point is going to be. And there was the juxtaposition that Channing Crowder made, which was like, you treated Alperen Şengün like that. But hey, when Steven Adams stepped on the court, it wasn't like that. This is Draymond Green's response and a level of respect to him, the Rocket, Steven Adams.
Steven Adams, there's all, that respect is already there. Like, we've been through the...
You kicked him in the...
I ain't tried to, but... you know what? right after that game and after the series. I waited for him in the hallway, chopped it up. And you know what he said? Bro, we out there playing basketball. Mm-hmm. To the point of this being a guy I don't need to mix it up with like that, because there is that mutual respect. A reporter asked him during the series, trying to like make me look crazy. And he said, man, we out there battling for something. We both trying to get the same thing. He ain't crazy. That's what happened. In so many words, that's what happened between the lines. And he just out there doing that. In the middle of the series, he says this to a reporter. That's why you don't see that. Because what we going to get into about, I'm a boom. Man, Steven Adams strong as hell. But as the series went on, if you go watch the film, bro, on the box, I just start grabbing his arms. Like, bro, I'm just grab you. Because I'm ending up on the floor too much. Like, I can't keep ending up on the floor, getting up. Like, after every, I'm getting up to take the ball out. Like, I'm ending up on this floor too much.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's 100% accurate if you watch the series, too.
Right.
You know, he was, like, giving him, you know, the respect that he deserved, and maybe a little bit like, okay, this guy's going to push back.
Does this at all kind of, and of course, this has been the identity that Ime has wanted for this team. It makes me happy that you got Steven Adams mm-hmm. to return on a really reasonable deal. What was it, $13 million a year for Alperen, or for, not Alperen Şengün, for Steven Adams. But this acknowledgement, I think we already kind of knew about Steven Adams mm-hmm. and his respect that he has around the league for being just a strong pirate-looking dude. Hmm. But then also with Alperen Şengün, maybe not finding that exact same level of respect, but at least a dude like Draymond Green, who you could see his wires are crossed a little bit different, saying that he didn't mean to kick Steven Adams in the junk. But like that he also is in a place where he's like, yeah, I'm going to go at Alperen Şengün, but like, no, I got respect for him as well.
Yeah.
Like, does that at least give you a little bit of solace in the idea that you lost Dylan Brooks and like you lost what some people would look at as that toughness, but it seems like you're getting respect on the front lines for your toughness still.
A little bit, but, you know, we mentioned this yesterday. We talked about it. You know, some of the actual X's and O's of losing him is going to be an impact, but yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm excited to see how this continues to play out and like what that looks like with these guys in the post, man, in the paint. Obviously the double big lineup has was really effective. I want to see that and how effective that continues to be, but I really just want to see what Alperen Şengün continues to be as well, because especially with KD, I think KD is probably more of a four, especially at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you could play him at the three, but if Alperen Şengün can stand up, and that's one of those things, like he's a center, but sometimes it feels like, should he be a four at times? If he finds more of that toughness, and I know that spacing is something they're looking at, but if he could find even more of that toughness where the likes of the crazy guys that are in the paint like Draymond Green are also in a place where they respect him, I think that you open up a lot more things as a Rockets team as well. Again, salute to the Pivot Podcast. Ryan Clark, Channing Crowder, I think were the guys. I don't know that Fred Taylor was on that one in particular, but interviewing Draymond Green. I got one more thing for you that I will hear a little bit later, because I think that this is why the series went as long as it did. But we'll get that later on in the program. You're still in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. And fair enough, from the 713, Amen is a tough dude. He ain't backing down at all. That's also another guy that you're adding into this, plus more minutes for Tari Eason, I imagine. But coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. We found out recently, or at least the LA media did, that Stetson Bennett, 7 years of college, didn't come out with a degree. So question of the day, what's something that you just never finished, whether you had regrets or not? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.